Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, a lot of things are happening. Things are happening all the time. And so many things are repetitive that I just hate to even talk about them anymore. So some things I just ignore because we've covered what's happening in such depth that to even lend credit to any of it is to give it attention that it really, doesn't warrant. I mean, it's on every channel. It's on every news thing. It's everywhere. I've talked to you a million times. I wrote about it in my book. You all know my views on it, what's happening there. And, of course, I'm talking about the school shooting. And not only was there a school shooting here in the United States, but there was a school shooting in a Scandinavian country where there is such tight gun control that for that student to even get near a gun is unthinkable. Didn't stop him. And the student that performed the latest feat of terrorist magic in one of our schools here looked like a nice young boy. Everybody who knew him, including people in school, said that he was never in any trouble. He was a nice guy. He was liked by everybody. Now watch that story change as time goes by. And all of a sudden, he just comes in and shoots a bunch of students. Now he's scared to death. The descriptions coming out of the jail where he's being kept are that he's scared to death and doesn't really realize what he's done. What's that sound like to you, folks? I bet he doesn't know what he's done. I don't think most of these children know what they've done until somebody tells them. And, of course, then it's too late to turn back the hands of the clock and do anything about it. So, let's have a little music, and then we'll get into the broadcast, and then we're going to take your calls after I perform a discourse on certain subjects. That's old, really old. Still shining bright. Folks, you know, I told you before, this is the worst year I've ever seen for me personally. And it really is, and it's maybe the worst year for Pauline and Tim and their family also. And it's another blow to me because they're such dear friends. So I've got to ask you once again for your prayers. Just a few short days ago, Tim came down sick. I mean, really sick. Really sick. Bad, bad, bad sick. And none of us understood any of the symptoms, and we didn't know what was going on. And finally, Tim had to go to the hospital where they did some tests. And we don't know why. And we don't know why it was so precipitously happening, but it did. Tim's liver and kidneys just shut down. I mean, just shut down. It's what you call renal failure. His kidneys and his liver are not working. And there's only one outcome of that kind of situation. You go on a dialysis machine and you might be able to stay alive for a few months, few years, but the ultimate outcome is always death. They want to hospitalize him. Tim doesn't want to be hospitalized, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to either. It's a terrible life. You're in the hospital while the doctor's in the hospital. Suck your family dry of every single penny that they've ever earned in their whole lifetime and every single penny of insurance that they have. I mean, just suck it right out of them, like vampires. Tim and Pauline have 5 children. They can't afford to have their life sucked away from them. So Tim is in Prescott right now, since all the doctors can do is put you in a dialysis machine and tell you that, you know, you'll last for a little while longer, but they can't exactly give you a date. Tim is trying some natural cleansing and flushing methods with some people here in Arizona who are really good at that sort of thing. Flushing and cleansing the liver and the kidneys, and we're all hoping that that will work. And if it works, he's going to have to be doing it for about 6 months. But there's no guarantee, and it doesn't always work for everybody. And nobody knows what caused this. You know, there's a possibility that Tim may have hepatitis C. But I don't know why hepatitis C would cause the liver and kidneys both to shut down all at the same time without any warning. It might do that. Lord knows I'm not a doctor. And I may know a lot of things, but I don't know those things. I just don't. And I'm baffled by it. And I Well, I love Tim and Pauline. I love their children. And I think this is a terrible thing to happen to them. And if anything happens to Tim, Pauline's going to be stuck with five children. And so Doyle and I got together and we gave both of them our word that if anything happens to Tim, we'll make sure that Pauline and the five children are taken care of. No strings attached whatsoever. See, Pauline's not going to be able to take care of those five children and make a house payment and all the other things. Taking care of the elderly in their homes. The money's never meant a damn thing to me anyway. It's all phony, funny stuff anyway today. So I won't miss it. And we're always looking for ways to help our neighbors and our community. And we've managed to help an awful lot of people around here, most of whom don't even know it was us that helped them. And I like that, too, because that's the true spirit of giving. But I need to ask you if you could please include Tim and Pauline and their children in your prayers. And please especially pray for Tim. Because I got to tell you, he is really bad sick. And he's in terrible pain. And sometimes he can't control what happens. I mean, he'll be talking to you, and then he's sound asleep. And I don't know if he's asleep or passed out. It's terrible. And he was a strong man. Big man. Strong. He lost his leg a lot of years ago. And unlike me, he doesn't wear a prosthesis. And, you know, strong man. It takes a strong man to hop around on one leg all day long and do things and work. And I just care an awful lot for him. And so, if you could find it in your heart to do that, I think you'd make God happy in this instance. Never mind whether you make me happy or anybody else happy. I think God would be very pleased with you. Tim has done an awful lot for an awful lot of people. So has Pauline. They're very giving and very caring people. And they've given an awful lot of their lives to, well, just about their whole adult life, to doing nothing but helping people. They're both nurses. And some of the things they have to do to take care of people is just disgusting. But they never let the people know that. They take care of them with a smile, and they give them a lot of their time, and give them a lot of love too that they don't get from even their own family. So anyway, enough of this because I can't go on about it for too long, or else I'm going to get emotional. And I really don't want to do that.
Why don't you write me, darling? Send me a letter. Tell me you love me, dear. Make me feel better. I love you. Yes, it's you I adore.
You I adore.
I first met you, darling, I realized, and for you, dear, I did advise. Please, darling, won't you send me a line?
Send me a line.
I miss you every day, although you're gone away. Down
Before I do that, I guess I better give you an address. If you'd like to write to Tim and Pauline or send them a little card or something, you can send it to us. And just to make sure that we don't open it and that it really goes to them, in the lower left-hand front of the envelope, just print Tim. Okay? Lower left-hand front of the envelope, just print Tim. When I see that, I'll make sure that nobody opens it, and it'll go straight to Tim and Pauline. And you can write to them. Now, use this address only. Don't put their name in the address, because they're not on the card at the post office. And if they're not on the card at the post office will send it back to you. Okay? You have to address it to the Hour of the Time. The Hour of the Time. In care of 101.1 FM. That's 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's 85925. Once again, the Hour of the Time. In care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's 85925. Now, just print the word Tim in big letters in the lower left-hand corner of the envelope on the front. On the front of the envelope, the lower left-hand corner, print Tim in big letters, and we won't open it here. We'll make sure that it's passed right on to Tim and Pauline so that they can open their cards and letters from you. I know a lot of you have talked to them on the phone. I know that they've helped some of you quite a bit with your health problems, and and so, you know, if you want to do that, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too, but just please include them in your prayers. Now, the next thing I want to talk about tonight is this bus thing in Texas. We've had people who are members of our organization in Texas tracking this down. And basically what I told you the other night is what's going on. Also, some people who we didn't call and didn't ask to track it down just took it upon themselves to do so and have called us and have verified that what our people have discovered is absolutely true. And here's what happened. Apparently, there was a call that there was a bomb planted on this bus. Before they could stop the bus, it left the station with a load of passengers. It only got about 5 miles down the road, or 5 minutes down the road. It was only gone from the station for about 5 minutes. It was not on the highway yet, as was reported. It was not on the highway. It was on what's called a frontage road, or what some people might call an access road, where it was stopped right near a closed-up stand that in the summer sells fruit and vegetables. The people who stopped the bus were police officers, not military. Police officers, not military. There were no helicopters whatsoever, no military helicopters, no nothing. The police stopped the bus. They took the passengers off the bus. They did not take them to any military staging area. They did not take them via helicopter. They took them to a nearby motel. were the only army that was involved in this whole episode. The Salvation Army brought a little field kitchen and fed everybody and made sure that they were comfortable and happy and that kind of thing. The Salvation Army. Not the United States Army. There is a possibility that the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team from Fort Hood was called out just in case they found a bomb. All these small Texas towns do not have the budget or the facilities to have their own bomb squad. They don't have it. Rather than call a bomb squad from Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, or Austin, Texas, they use in that area the explosive ordnance detail from Fort Hood. None of the passengers of the bus confronted any military personnel. They were not searched by military personnel. They were not confronted by military personnel. Period. Period. Those are the facts. That is the truth. That is what all of our investigators have discovered. That is what the police department has told us, and we believe them. That is what the local news outlets and television stations and newspapers have told us. And that is what the witnesses who actually witnessed and saw the event told us. And that's what people saw on television. They saw police officers, not soldiers. You know, what are you guys going to do? I think the topic for tonight is this. Here's what I want to know. I want to know, what are you guys going to do when you find out that Y2K is a non-event, that nobody is going to attack any patriots tomorrow, December the 8th, like all of these other radio talk show hosts are telling you is going to happen? It's not going to happen. It's all over the internet. It's everywhere. Everybody's scared to death, shaking in the boots. I must have 400 phone calls today from people wanting to know what to do. Well, if you don't know what to do by now, you know, you're not prepared. If they were to come and get you, you're not going to have time to call me and ask me what you should do. You should have a plan already in effect. You should be a member of a militia. The militia should have a plan of what they're going to do. You know, don't wait till it happens to call me. What are you, nuts or something? I don't live where you live. I don't know anything about you. I don't know anything about your area. I don't know the geographical layout. I don't know where the wells are. I don't know where good places are to go. I don't know if you want to stand and fight or take to the hills. That's, you know, that's up to you guys. I plan to stand and fight no matter what the hell happens, whenever it happens. But nobody knows when it's going to happen. They're not going to tell anybody. You know? With all the leaks and crap that happened in Waco, Texas, nobody in this country knew they were going to attack the Branch Davidians that day. You understand what I'm telling you? So what I want to know tonight, we're going to open the phones, is what are you going to do when you find out all these people have been lying to you for all these years? Milking you for every last dime that they can get out of you. Scaring you to death every single night. And you know something? I'm going to tell you right now. Most of you already know that most of these people on most of these radio shows are liars already. How many times have they told you certain things were going to happen on certain days and they didn't happen? How many times were you told that the government was going door to door taking guns away from American citizens by certain people on some of these radio shows, and it never happened? And you still keep listening to them and believing them. Every time they want to give you an adrenaline rush, you just bite right into it and buy the next product they shove under your nose. It's like Art Bell. They're the Art Bell of the so-called patriot community, which is not a patriot community at all. It's a bunch of adrenaline freaks who haven't got a brain in their head. Now, I want to know tonight, let's talk about this seriously. I want to know, what are you going to do when it finally occurs to you that all of these people have been consistently and constantly lying to you all these years, all the time, on almost every broadcast that they make? What are you going to do? You're going to keep listening to them and believing them, and you're going to keep passing on these rumors and running scared and acting like a bunch of idiots. I mean, really, truthfully, let's, you know, find out. What are you going to do? 520-333-4578. It's 520-333-4578. I have a little suspicion that most people aren't going to want to talk about this subject because they've been guilty of participating. But you know what? If you want to stop being a sheeple and become a real people, sooner or later you got to look in the mirror and confront the truth and admit it. This is a good place to start. I'm not going to bite your head off. Five two zero three 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 four five seven. What are you going to do on January the 1st when you find out Y2K was a scam? And for all of those people out there who've been calling me a disinformation specialist, and I'm working for the other side because I've been telling you that Y2K is a scam, am I going to get an apology? I bet I don't. I bet you hate me even more. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Hi.
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Oh, gee, I'm glad to hear from you. That's a surprise.
I'm sorry to hear about Jim.
Well,
we just now started getting to know him a little bit, and got friendly with him here some time ago. He's been helping me out with some problems that I've got, and I'm sorry to hear that he's got problems.
Yeah, just hit him like a ton of bricks. And he and Pauline have both been out of town for, well, almost a week now. And Pauline's back now because she's got to try to earn some money. And you know, we're doing all that we can to help him. But Tim's out of action, and there's no money coming into the family from that end. And I'm not saying this to ask anybody for money. I'm just saying this to let you know how serious the situation is.
Well, he's a nice fellow. He's everything you said he was, from what I can gather of him, and we got him in our prayers here at home. That's for sure.
Well, thanks, Dave. Hey, boy, he sure had the police departments going around here for a while. He used to wear two pistols every day, and boy, they scared the hell out of him.
Well, they got those two new ones too, here a week or so ago.
Yep.
And you said he was going to strap them both on too.
Yep.
So, we'll see what happens. But for your topic tonight, I was one of those for years that went around and listened to everything and paid attention to everybody and never did any investigation on my own.
Uh-huh.
And when I started doing that and looking into things, then the world got a little rosier. But there for a while, I was even wondering about what was happening.
Yeah, they are just absolutely scaring people to death.
Well, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, there were, I don't know what, maybe 50 or 60 different talk shows on all over the country, and now it's hard to find anybody that can, you know, that has anything to say.
I wonder why.
Well, I know exactly why, because it was just a phase, it was a hype, and everything happened, and nothing happened.
Yeah, there is quite a lot to be concerned about. But no reason for people to be panicking. The sky is not falling. It's not the end of the world. Jesus is not coming in 28 days or 30 days or 60 days.
Well, and if he does, we're out of here. So what?
Yeah, that's right. And it's not the end of the world. And the reason I can safely say he's not coming is because everybody else is saying that he is.
Well, that's true. Nobody knows the time or the day.
Yeah, and the Bible says when you think he's coming, when you really believe he's coming, he won't be here.
He won't be there. Well, anyway, I'll let somebody else get on.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
I really appreciate your call an awful lot.
See you later.
You made my evening.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye. 520-333-4578 is a very good friend. Very good friend. 520-333-4578 is the number. Let's hear from you. You know, Dave is, as far as I know, never called a broadcast before. And he called tonight, so if he called, you can. 520-333-4578. Call up. Tell me what you've been hearing and whether you believe it or not. And what are you going to do if it turns out not to be true? No guts, huh? Everybody's sitting out there. All of a sudden, your guts have turned to jelly. Well, you know, if all this stuff was true and you ain't even got the guts to call up and talk about this subject, you certainly haven't got the guts to stand up and fight any New World Order dudes, have you? So we pretty much know what's going to happen if it's all true. You're all going to hand in your guns, and you're going to bend down and put the chains on your ankles, and you're going to walk right into slavery. probably being escorted by a bunch of old men with no bolts in their rifles. Because basically, most so-called Americans, including so-called American patriots, are just a bunch of cowards. Adrenaline rush, freak, junkie cowards. And unfortunately, that's true for most of this audience also. Not all of this audience, but most of the audience. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
I think I agree with you. One thing that I've been doing with my friends is, you know, even though they're friends, if you really love them, you just have to say, you know, if they say something and they can't document it, you have to call their hand on it.
Yeah, if you love them, you have to. And if it turns out that they turn against you, then they weren't your friend to begin with.
And that's true. You know, you recommended to me that, you've always recommended that people read more books. And I think a new resolution for everyone should be to read more books. And if you're not, you know, study to read better. And because when I look around and I see people that know more than me, one of the things they have in common is that they read more books,
mm-hmm.
they listen to more people, and then, number two, they double-check those things that they read and they hear.
Yeah, to find out if it's true or not. Because just because it's written in a book doesn't mean it's true.
Exactly.
Just because it's printed in a newspaper doesn't mean it's true. Mm-hmm. But most American people don't realize that just because they hear it on radio doesn't mean it's true either.
Oh, sure.
Not even from me.
I remember when I was in high school, I used to listen to, you know, hours and hours of programs on shortwave and, you know, CNN, and I'm sure a lot of us do. We read a lot, and I still do to a certain degree, but, you know, like you're saying, we hear so many things, you get desensitized, and when you do a lot of double-checking on these things, you find out they're not true, and you start learning who to listen to and who not to.
Yeah. But you know what's really bad is most Americans don't read anymore, including most of this audience, do not read anything.
Well,
they watch television, they listen to radio, they pass on rumors and little bits of paper that are given to them by their so-called patriot friends and that are passed to them on the fax machine and stuff. But they don't study, they don't do research, they don't even know how to do it anymore. I got a call today that was disgusting. It disgusted me. It was a guy who wanted to know what he was supposed to do about this Y2K thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Y2K is a non-event.
Right.
You know, there might be some minor failures here and there, but it's a non-event. They'll be fixed within 2, 3, 4, 5 days, so what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world, the sky's not falling, the world's not coming to an end. He says, well, Don McElvaney says it is. I said, well, who's Don McElvaney? He says, he's an expert. I said, an expert in what? He said, computers. I said, boy, he sure got you fooled. Don McElvaney is an ex-employee of the Central Intelligence Agency. He is not an expert in computers, period.
Yes, I remember you saying he was a member of the CIA in years past.
Yeah, he used to publish that in his newsletter. He was real proud of it until he found out that people like me were exposing the fact that there is no such thing as an ex-CIA agent. You don't go out and all of a sudden expose the CIA. They're under oath for the rest of their life. They're an officer of the federal government. And, you know, even if they resign, they're held by the oaths and all of that kind of stuff and can be arrested instantly and thrown in jail.
In the family, always in the family, I guess.
That's exactly right. It's like the mafia. Once you're a member of the mafia, you're never not a member of the mafia. You don't go out and start talking, because if you do, you're going to get bumped. It's as simple as that. I mean, it's just a fact. You can bet on it. It's
right.
The truth.
Well, my New Year's resolution, once all this doesn't happen, will be, you know, I've been guilty very much in the past of watching way too much television, but I am thinking in a new way, you know, metanoia, and I realize that I need to read more books, and I'm starting to read more each day, you know, even if it's small stuff. But my New Year's resolution, I hope a lot of people will also, and that will be to read more. And I guess people are just going to have to make books more interesting than television. With the advent of the computer, maybe you could even scan the books in and still get that into the computer and get that 60 hertz flicker cycle off of your book. So, you know, a little
good idea.
That was just a little thought that came to me.
Yeah, good idea. I didn't think of that.
But, well, I was going to actually try that and see if it, you know, worked. But, you know, and I'm going to, you know, draw back, regroup, and plan for the future. Just, you know, reassess things.
Very good.
I guess that's good.
And remember, there's nothing wrong with watching TV as long as you're selective and doesn't take over your life and you don't devote hours to watching TV every day.
Right.
We need entertainment. And every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with sitting down with your family and watching a good movie. And I mean a good movie that's good for the family, not this junk that's on there. And there are some educational programs that are really worthwhile. But for the most part, if you really wanted to improve your family life and your life in general and become smarter in this world, if you have a little two-year-old child, give him a hammer and let him play with the television set and put the money that you normally would put into television and cable and all that kind of stuff into books.
Yeah.
And make your children read. Whether they want to or not, make them read. Sit down and read with them. Read to them. Make sure that they're reading. Because if they don't learn to read when they're young, they'll never read when they're an adult.
I think that may have been one of my, you know, drawbacks. And there are a lot of books out on, you know, it sounds simple, but learning to read, you might be an adult and not really know the skills to,
yeah,
you know, using color. Some people need color on pages.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you have problems with reading, nothing better than Hooked on Phonics. I don't care if you're 2 years old or you're 40 years old. Nothing in the world better than Hooked on Phonics.
I've heard a lot about it, but I've never looked into it.
Cost you a couple of $100, but I guarantee you it's worth every penny of it.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Okie doke.
Pardon?
I said okie doke.
You know, one last thing I'd like to make a point. You were talking about technology. And, you know, back in the 20s, there was a movement, I think it was called technocracy, where people believed technology was evil. And a long time, I think that I kind of felt that way. But just like television, computers, they're all just tools. And if we had...
anything can be used for evil purposes.
Exactly.
I don't care what it is. You know, just the simplest little ordinary innocent thing can be put to a bad, terrible... and maybe even an evil use. So it's not the technology. It's what we do with it. It's what we choose to do with it. It's how we choose to let it interfere in our lives or whether we choose not to.
Right. And if in the next millennium, if we will, as good people, if we will, instead of being fearful of technology, but, you know, invest in it and use it to our own purposes, will be much better for it.
Yeah, gotta let some other people
okay.
in. Okay,
nice talking with you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578. What are you going to do? What are you listening to now? Have you been trapped by any of these people into this adrenaline rush, merry-go-round on the cul-de-sac chasing your tail in the little eddies next to the river while the mainstream passes you by? And when you find out they're lying to you, what are you going to do? Good evening, you're on the air.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just calling to... I'm calling to tell you that we're not getting any reception out here in Wisconsin, and I called the station.
Well, the weather's pretty bad, you know, all across the country.
Well, I realize that, but it isn't night. Tonight's not the only night. It's every night for the past, 3 weeks.
Well, let me tell you where you can hear the hour of the time live every night with no problem.
Okay.
http://...
I don't have a computer, sir.
Well, maybe there's somebody else listening who does. Would you please not interrupt me until I get this out? http://www.wbcq.com. That's http://www.wbcq.com. If you just go to that page and follow instructions, you can listen to the hour of the time live on the internet right now. Okay, your turn.
Well, all I'm saying, sir, is that we've got about 15 people up here in various areas, I'm talking like different towns, and we've all got together, and we don't hear it on the radio. And I think it's a waste of time to even fool with that station. I just called the man, and he told me to get screwed. There's nothing he can do about it.
Well, he's telling you the truth. He's transmitting at 50,000 watts, and if the propagation and the weather doesn't allow you to receive it, it's not his fault.
Well, how come I can get Mexican stations on either side of you and in between you all the time? That's what we all.
Why don't you call them and ask them what power they're transmitting at? Maybe they're transmitting at 150,000 watts. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever. Thanks a lot.
Now, did you hear his tone of voice, folks? This is a guy who thinks WBCQ owes him. I just told him how he can listen to it live every night if he wants to, and his answer was, I don't have a computer. You're wasting your time with WBCQ. Well, unfortunately, WBCQ is what we can afford. WBCQ is what will let us get our message out to the world. Most stations won't do that. I am sick and tired of these so-called patriots who are always wanting everybody else to do something for them. Why doesn't he go out and spend money to get a radio broadcast on whatever station he thinks people can hear better and put his own message out? I'll tell you why. Because he's a cheap socialist SOB, that's why, who wants somebody else to do it for him. And I'm just sick of that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill, this is Dave.
Sop Choppy
Dave.
Yeah, I wish I was down there. I'm so hungry for seafood, I can't stand it.
I could walk across the street in the
summer. Don't tell me.
I could hear the alligators croaking. And all I got to do is put a .32 pistol adapter in my Eddystone rifle and put one right in the eye, and it don't make any noise. You want me to send you an alligator tail? Anyway, that guy comes on and he says about the computer, you know, he don't have a computer.
Yeah. I guess he wants me to buy him one.
I don't... They got some weird people. When you were down at...
Dave, it's not weird. It's also a socialist mindset. Even these so-called patriots who call themselves patriots are really socialists at heart. They won't do anything for themselves. They want me to do it for them. And if I don't do it for them, they get pissed off at me because I didn't do it for them. I've done so much for them, I can't hardly stand it. It has just destroyed me and my life and my family. And they still want me to do something else for them.
Right. And I picked you up when it's you were running 3,000 watts. And that's twice the power of a ham radio station.
Yeah, these people just don't understand that propagation and where they're particularly located at and the sun activity and the weather and all these things have something to do with it. And not only that, most of them buy cheap radios with a little telescoping antenna. They won't buy a good radio, and they won't put out a long line.
Right. I'm using...
And they bitch and complain and moan because, I should be on a better station. Well, you know what I get to say about that? They should get off their stupid, lazy ass, dig in their own pockets, pay for the airtime, and get on a station and start talking to people like I'm doing. But they won't do it. It's like
right.
That day that called today. I said, why don't you check it out? Why don't you go talk to some computer experts and find out the truth about Y2K? And then I said, you know what? You won't do it, will you? He says, no, I won't do it, but somebody else will, and I'll find out from them. I said, bye, sheeple, and hung up.
Well, when I'm thinking, I go down to Barnes & Noble with them geeks there, and they're buying American Survival Guide, which I buy, and I see these mountain house entries. These are gourmet foods they're buying.
I know.
And I'm putting an ad in the paper in the Tallahassee Democrat. You know, these people are going to go broke after 2000. And I'm going to buy up all this food so I don't have to drive down.
Yeah, there'll be a glut at the swap meets.
Oh, yeah. But, you know.
All they need is a few cans of wheat, like 5 or 20-gallon buckets of wheat and pinto beans and powdered milk and things like that, and maybe some, powdered butter and powdered eggs and things like that. But they don't need all this gourmet crap that people are, and have you seen the prices of this stuff that people are paying? They're getting ripped like crazy. It's insane. It's like the Rush Limbaugh show.
I take a look at these 72-hour emergency survival kits for $49.95, and I got to put myself on 3 liters a minute of oxygen. I'm laughing so hard. And
don't interrupt me. I'm ripping. Ripping them apart, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing. What are they going to have, a gourmet civil war?
Damn it. The garbage they give them, man, they give them a flashlight that's going to leak. You were in the Navy.
Yeah.
You go down to the Army surplus store and you get a Bright Star. They're all waterproof to 4 or 5 feet.
Sure, and they have the different colored lenses.
Right,
and,
you don't
and, need... And an extra spare bulb.
Right.
And these are premium flashlights. Cost almost nothing.
Right.
But they're spending what? $150 for a flashlight.
And then I'm looking at these knives, these so-called fighting knives.
Oh, yeah.
$295. Hey, man, give me a Smith & Wesson any day.
Dave, can you imagine these guys if they really had to pull that knife out and fight somebody with a knife?
Yeah.
Especially a trained military man who's been taught how to fight with a knife or a bayonet.
Right.
And they're gonna get these guys with their fighting knife. I wouldn't own a fighting knife. Listen, I got to let you go get some other people in here.
Okay. Hey,
thanks a lot,
Dave. Say a prayer for Tim. God bless you, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye.
I appreciate your humor, my friend. 520-333-4578. This is incredible. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
How are you doing, Bill?
Good.
I guess you could say this is Phil from Omaha. I've... kind of been, I guess, a sheeple, you could say, as far as this Y2K thing's concerned.
They should have caught on in July, you know. The first they said January, that you're going to start seeing things fail. Then they said April, and you're going to start seeing more things fail. And then they said July, or a lot of things are going to start failing in July because most companies and government agencies, everybody goes in the year 2000 fiscal year, and their computers are going to be computing with the year 2000 in July, and planes are going to fall out of the sky. Nothing happened.
Well,
then they said October. Our predictions were true. It's really going to happen in October. Now they're saying what? January the 1st? Mm-hmm.
Well, we may have some problems, okay? I don't know to what extent. But I have taken a look at myself. A year ago, I just was living hand to mouth and had no provisions at all,
mm-hmm.
which is stupid. It tells you right in the Bible that you should always have provisions.
Absolutely. And if you have a family, your job as a man is to take care of that family and make sure that no matter what happens, your family will survive and will be fed and clothed and have a roof over their head.
And I have been guilty of not doing that, so I'm going. I have provisions now.
That's good.
And I still have some other things that I'm doing around here that will wean me somewhat off of the dependency of for heat and gas and so forth.
Good for you.
Now,
can you imagine how nice it would be if we could all unplugged from the electric grid, gas grid.
That would be very nice.
It certainly would. We could all do it, too.
Now, the thing is I don't know if anything's going to happen or not, Bill. It may or may not.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, some minor things will probably happen.
To me,
but as far as what it's been pumped up to be, it's a non-event. Non-event.
Now, this not being prepared has cost me a lot of money, or a lot of net worth in the paper realm,
mm-hmm.
okay, because I liquidated some stocks, which I should have kept. Cost me probably $150,000.
Well, I think you'll probably be happy in the long run that you got out of paper.
Now, let me say what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
I'm going to make as many Federal Reserve notes as I can, Bill. And I am also going to start my own internet radio talk show.
That's
maybe
great.
Network.
That's great. And you could make as many Federal Reserve notes as you possibly can, as long as some fool is willing to exchange it for something that's worth really, really worth something.
That's right. And also, to these people that are afraid to get a computer because they are afraid to be tracked,
That's not the real reason. The real reason is they're afraid of the technology because they don't know anything about computers. They're afraid they're going to look dumb, and they're going to have this thing sitting in their house that they don't know how to use. And it's they just really don't understand how easy it is, and they need somebody that they know to take them by the hand and show them how really easy and simple it is to use a computer today.
$600, Bill, you've got 3 years internet access paid for. You can tune in. This internet deal is a tremendous opportunity for people that want freedom.
Yeah, you got to speed it up because we're running out of time, and I want to get at least one or two other calls in.
And those of us need to duplicate ourselves over this and quit whining about the media. We've got our own media we can have. It's right on the internet.
Damn right. I've been preaching that to people for years. How in the hell did they get the control over the media? It's because some stupid fool that owned a little newspaper in some little town sold it to them. Or some little radio station or a little TV station. And the community let them do it instead of getting together and buy it.
Let's get off our butts.
That's right. Free speech is for the owner. So you've got to own the media in order to have free speech. And you can't bitch at the person who owns the media for preaching their agenda. That's their free speech.
That's right. And the internet is a totally, look at all the computers in this country. People, and there's a market there waiting to be tapped.
Yep. Listen, I got to let you go. I really thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. We've got enough time for, at least one or two more calls. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. This is Mike in LaBelle, Florida.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing there, kiddo?
You're down there with old Sop Choppy.
Yeah.
Eating seafood. You guys are disgusting eating all that seafood, and I can't get even a shrimp worth eating in Arizona.
I'll think about it this Friday.
Oh, man.
When I'm at the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be here, standing just where I am. I ain't going to the hills or anything. I don't hear no silly little voice in my head saying, run to the hills.
No, there's no reason to.
No. And this Y2K stuff, it's all about commerce. Period.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you something you don't need, folks.
People make billions of dollars on this Y2K thing.
And one of the things that you've taught us all is to keep buying gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's to stay in the truth.
That's right.
That's the only reason, folks.
That's true.
Because they're going to run out of the silly yellow metal. We watched some live feed this morning, and they're trying to coerce those Pacific Rim countries again for some of that silly yellow metal. So it's not useless, folks.
No, it's not. It has real intrinsic value. A Federal Reserve note is not worth anything.
And by the way, all my bullets are Y2K compliant anyway.
Mine too.
I'll let you go, Chief.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. And then we still got time for maybe one or two more calls. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Cook, but this is Virginia in Texas calling real short.
Hi, Virginia. You're one of the people who took it on yourself to investigate that thing down there and report it to me.
It really wasn't a big deal. It was just, I think, a phony scare, but they had to do what they had to
do
anyway.
It wasn't a phony scare. It was a blatant lie by Alex Jones and a whole bunch of other so-called Patriot talk show hosts who just flat took a bunch of bullshit rumor lies and passed them on to their radio audience and scared millions of people.
Right. Well, I guess we can put it that way. I like to be a little more...
Not me. I tell the truth like it is and let it fall where it may.
Well,
I don't care who it hurts or helps, even if it hurts me. The truth is the only thing this show is about.
Really, yeah, we appreciate it, I'll tell you. I wanted to let you know that I have some family in Canada, and this is Ontario, and one of those family members has been working with the computers all these years and the banking since about the middle 50s. Started in IBM, and as far as they're concerned with their banks and everything like that, they're ready. There's no problem.
Yeah.
He's working on the school systems right now.
Sure. So, people are foolish to think that these CEOs and corporate executives are going to risk their jobs and their future by not taking care of this problem and letting their company go down the tubes because of Y2K.
What really angers me is that this is a big opportunity for big government getting bigger and getting in bed faster with these mergers, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
I never could figure out how Bill Gates is a monopoly and nothing else is. You know, but I just want to...
Like Time Warner?
Right, right. Oh, I saw Tom Hayden on a program last night. Good grief, I'm telling you. I couldn't believe it. Time Warp or what?
yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah, he used to be Hanoi James.
I know. I'd never seen him before, but...
She married Ted Turncoat, who donated $1 billion to the United Nations, and then turned around and sold CNN, the Communist News Network, to Time Warner, which is the biggest propaganda outlet in the Western world.
Yeah, I'm flaming mad before I even... I cannot hardly stand to listen to a certain person from Washington, and I'm getting madder when these do-nothing Congress and Senate do... Absolutely nothing.
Well, they're never going. I got to let you go. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Good night, Virginia.
Night.
Good night, everybody. God bless you all. Good night, Pooh, Allison, and Annie. I love you. Everybody, please say a prayer for Tim and Pauline and their children. And believe me, they're people who are well worth it. And I think God will thank you for that. I certainly will. Golden Oldie. Thank you. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager, classic radio, like you always wished it could be. This message is for the folks in the Round Valley. A lot of you know Tim and Pauline. Tim is very, very sick. His liver and his kidneys have just shut down. They've quit working. That's called renal failure. If you know where they live, or if you know their address, please drop them a little letter or something and let them know, you know, that that you care for them. And if you don't know, then you can write them a letter by sending it to the Hour of the Time in care of 101.1 FM. That's the Hour of the Time in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940 in Eager. That's the Hour of the Time in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940 in Eager. And if you'll just print Tim in big letters in the lower left-hand front of the envelope, we will not open it here, and we'll make sure that they get it. And please include Tim and Pauline and the children in your prayers. I think God will be very happy if you do that. We now return you to All Oldies Most of the Time.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.